Here at All Things Considered, we're collecting stories of people making great leaps forward in their careers. We call it My Big Break. For comedian Mike Birbiglia, his stand-up career began at a comedy club when he was in college, except his job wasn't on stage.
I would clean up and sell tickets at the door and run quesadillas to tables and chicken fingers. And sometimes the comedian wouldn't show up, like the opening act wouldn't show up, and they would have me go up. And so I would say to people, hey, I'm Mike Birbiglia. You might recognize me from the door. I might have seated you. I might have put you in your seat. I might have brought you a cocktail. That was me. And here I am. So your expectations must be very low at this point for how this is going to go. And mine are too, you know. And it's always like I was always performing sort of by the seat of my pants. I tried to perform at the comedy clubs, but they didn't want me because I wasn't that good yet. And so I drove my mom's station wagon around the country. Incidentally, I bought my mom's car. I've recently found out that sometimes when people's parents have faith in their child's dreams, they'll just give them the car. But my mom blue booked me on the car. I paid $2,000 for a car with 80,000 miles on it. And I remember just driving around at comedy clubs in Ohio and West Virginia and in Michigan and just all over the place until I sort of got better. And then I eventually was able to perform at clubs in New York. And people always ask me about what was my big break. I think that the most gratifying thing for me was when I was on the Letterman show. I was booked on the Letterman show when I was 24 years old. My brother Joe was there, and I remember we got on the elevator, it was me and Joe and this producer, and the producer goes, do you want us to make a cue card that says the bullet points of your jokes? And I was like, nah, I think it'll be okay. And my brother Joe goes, yeah, he wants that. and then I found myself on stage on the show, and I say my first joke, and it goes pretty well. And then my mind goes completely blank. Completely blank. I have no idea what I'm going to say next. And I look over, and there's a cue card, and it says Marblevores, which is the name of my next joke. And I said, the thing about hippos...
I didn't even know hippos ate humans. I just thought they ate those little white marbles. I thought that was the point of Hungry Hungry Hippo, that hippos are marble boars.
My parents really didn't want me to be a comedian, and they thought I was going to be a complete failure. And when they saw me on the Letterman show, I think they thought, oh, I guess other people think he's okay at this. I honestly think that for a lot of people, that is one's big break in life, when you can, in one lucid moment, explain to your parents what the heck it is you're doing and have them sort of nod in understanding just slightly enough that you feel a moment of gratification, and then it's gone, and then they're like, what is it that you do? You know, and then they're back to the not understanding it at all. But I think in some way, sort of like a doctor's note to my parents saying, you know, it's okay if Mike continues to be a comedian.
That's Mike Birbiglia. He's on his 100-city tour called Thank God for Jokes. He'll be in Atlanta and Charleston next week. We want to hear about your big break. Send an email with your story to mybigbreak, all one word, at npr.org.